Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents Dan Jacobs.
All right, right out to the hotline, a special treat. Uber agent Peter Schaefer joining the program. Peter, it's been a little while. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Yourself? Happy Super Bowl Sunday.
Thank you, sir. I'm looking at your very impressive Wikipedia page. And contract highlights, it says, made Chad Brown the highest paid, who I was hosting with, by the way, a couple weeks ago, the highest paid NFL linebacker in history. Trevor Price, the highest paid defensive player in NFL history. Joe Thomas, the highest paid offensive lineman in NFL history. Can I hire you to make me the highest paid weekend low on the totem pole radio talk show host in history? Can we get that done?
Absolutely. I think we already did that for Alfred Williams, didn't we?
Oh, you made him he was a little bit more above my pay grade. But yeah, you've done a phenomenal job for Alfred. Man, I got to get you on my side now. Hey, Barry Sanders, one of your clients. I've lost count here. I think Steve Atwater makes it at least three. How many players have you had the special moments like you had yesterday with Steve Atwater where, you know, you've represented them and then they've gotten the call into the Hall of Fame?
Well, Steve makes four, and then Joe Thomas will make five in the
two years.
So, yeah, I'm very blessed. That's for sure. It's very humbling. You know, to sort of feel like you tagged along with some immortal greats. But to me, with Steve, not just a great player, but an even better person.
Yeah, that's what's been interesting. I was talking about a little bit earlier in the show. The Broncos kind of put him into the media role the last couple of years. I actually haven't met him personally, but I've seen him in the locker room and at training camp and at the facility and stuff like that. And everybody says the same thing. I've been in this business a long time, and there's certain former players that are loved, and there's certain, that behind the scenes just don't have a great reputation. I've heard nothing but positive, glowing things about Steve Atwater as a person, just a genuinely very nice guy, which is funny because he was such a big hitter, right?
Oh, he was a massive hitter. You know, the Christian Okoye YouTube moment will live on into immortality. I mean, you're not going to see hits like that. At the same time, he's the kind of guy that he would, sort of knock you over and pick you up. You know, we have a bunch of obviously fond memories, and we were talking about it all week, my wife and Steve and Letha. But at our wedding, after the wedding, everybody sort of sends you pictures. And, we're fortunate enough to have a bunch of players at the wedding. But every picture that we got back from my wife's friends and families from Wisconsin was a picture of Steve, because he had gone up to every table in the wedding reception and thanked them for coming to Denver. Individually, every table. They all had pictures with him, with his Super Bowl rings, the whole shoot match, more than any other player. It was pretty incredible.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Now, listeners of this program know I was not raised a Broncos fan. But to me, I think this makes me actually probably a little more objective.
Are people raised Bronco fans, or are they born Bronco fans?
Yeah, maybe both. I don't know. Like if we have a lot of transplants now that are clogging up our roads, so maybe they raise their children Broncos fans. I don't know. But I think that made me probably a little more objective though. And for me, it was really hard to understand how you could have a Hall of Fame and have other safeties in there. And to me, as an outsider looking in, not a Broncos fan, Steve Atwater was just one of the best to ever do it. Why did he have such a hard time getting that call?
Well, I think that there were a number of reasons. Number one, that there were some other safeties ahead of him, that, Brian Dawkins and those kind of guys that, I think that everybody says, okay, we have to sort of have a pecking order.
Brian Dawkins was more impressive than Steve Atwater? I mean, he's one of the guys I cite. Phenomenal player. Other than playing more recently, what did he do that was better than Steve Atwater?
See, well, that's what distinguishes the Pro Football Hall of Fame from other sports, basketball, hockey, and, of course, baseball, which is the great statistical sport of all time. It's easy to sit there and, you read the baseball Hall of Fame, they talk about war stats and this stats and home run stats, and it's easy to statistically define greatness. In football, other than quarterbacks and running backs and receivers, it's much more subjective. And so is Dawkins better than Atwater? You know, of course, in my mind, Steve's the best ever, but, you know, I'm biased, so I'll get up. And, you know, I didn't watch the players in the 60s and in the 50s. And, you know, defenses switch, so you don't have the same statistical points that you have in other sports. And, you know, people talk about Pro Bowls. You know, and I think yesterday it came down to John Lynch and Steve, who was going to go in. And, of course, the other one will go in next year. And the difference, my understanding, was yesterday was that Steve was voted the safety of the decade in the 90s and John wasn't. So, obviously, the voters thought, well, if the contemporaries thought that Steve was better, then he should go in front of John. But, yeah, also at the same time, and I remember telling Jerome Bettis this because he didn't go in the first couple times. I said, it doesn't matter what year you go in. You know, everybody talks about first ballot Hall of Famer or whatever. Hey, it doesn't matter. You go in the side door. If they give you a gold jacket, you got a gold jacket.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk to me about this as an agent. This has always been fascinating to me, and it's one of the real kind of tragedies, like, for example, with Randy Gradishar, who could really use, I think, the financial boost. What does it mean as far as opportunities, speaking opportunities and endorsements and things like that? Like, how big of a shot in the arm is it, you know, financially when you get that call? Because nobody's thinking about that, obviously, when they get the call. But, you know, as an agent, you know, like, what that means down the road as far as livelihood. How big of a boost is it to get, you know, that gold jacket and to be able to put, you know, HOF on all your autographs and things like that?
There's no doubt that's going to increase your value. Obviously, running backs and quarterbacks increases it even more exponentially. But there's no doubt having the ability to go HOF on your autograph has monetary value. I don't think in all our conversations that Steve and I have had over the last, you know, who knows, 4 or 5 years about when this day was going to come, did we even mention that once?
It's just not
part of what you think about, part of what you talk about, or the reason you get in. You know, I think that, you know, if you really think about it, I remember when, and I don't mean to drop names, but when Barry Sanders went in, he went in with John Elway. And we were sitting in the convention center in Houston in the green room. And Mike Shanahan was there and Pat Bowen was there. And it was just the five of us. And all of a sudden, Carl Eller came in. And he had been, I think this was the last year of his eligibility, maybe 19 years, right? Mm-hmm. And I grew up a huge Carl Eller fan, you know, Purple People Eaters and Alan Page. I mean, you're talking about just bigger than life, you know, heroes. And he came in, and he had gotten in, but he was not invited to the green room like Barry and John were. And he came in, and he was drunk. I kid you not. And we looked at him and said, what's up? He goes, well, I figured I hadn't gotten in for 19 years, so I wasn't getting in today, so I just started drinking.
Wow.
And that was an indelible memory. I mean, here it was. He one of the greatest ever. He had to wait 19 years.
Right.
And we told him the same thing. Hey, look, you're going with Barry and John and their first ballot. And you're just as much of a Hall of Famer for, you know, eternity as those guys. And that's what you think about.
Yeah. Hey, well, you've had a Hall of Fame type career yourself. One of the things that I thought was interesting was on, we're friends on social media, and somebody, there was a contract from way back in the day from a lacrosse league where I don't remember if you were a GM on one of the teams or something, but you had offered this guy a contract, like, I don't know, 30 years ago, and he still had it. And I mean, you've had quite a few cool, really cool experiences, so it's kind of fun to think about those things. You've had a really a great career, Peter.
It sounds like you're writing a picture.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to shove you off the pasture, right? Go play some golf. No, you're still rocking. It was not that long ago. You had your reality show, right?
Yes. Well, it was a documentary show. They didn't call it a reality show.
Okay.
It was a docudrama.
Yeah, they followed you around, right? Seeing how, yeah, you know, what big time Peter Schaefer is, yeah.
When they nominated for the Emmy Awards, which we weren't nominated for, it was in a docudrama series, yes. But I think that was a huge disappointment to the producers. They were hoping much more for the Ballers than what they got
from
me, but it's all right. Yeah, it's been a great ride, you know, being able to help a lot of, you know, great people, but like I said, great players, great people, and get associated with, you know, people like yourself and other media people, and then, you know, just being part of this the great sport known as the National Football League, and Super Bowl Sunday is sort of the pinnacle of the year. It's like the New Year's and Christmas all rolled up in one.
Yes, sir. Well, hey, enjoy. Hopefully you, I'm sure you've already touched base with Steve, but enjoy Super Bowl Sunday and kind of bask in the glory of the spotlight of having yet another player that you helped along the way that you've represented to get into the Hall of Fame. Congratulations on that, and enjoy it. Have a great Sunday.
Well, no, same to you guys. You know, there must be nothing better than being a radio host and waking up and saying, okay, I'm doing my show on Super Bowl Sunday, because that's what everybody's thinking about, talking about today, and everybody's going to be watching it. So, we all have our little parts to play, and it's fun to be associated with.
Yeah, and for me, it's cool because, you know, 1 year ago today, we were talking about, we learned that, you know, Irv Brown had passed away, which we thought was fitting, you know, of all the days, you know, that, you know, it's a little day we can always remember Irv Brown. I know you were on Irv and Joe all the time. In fact, that was, I don't know if you remember, Peter, the impetus for one of the big famous fights in radio history was we were fighting over, could we get Peter Schaefer on which show? So, you know, it's kind of a special day for me as well, but it brings up a good...
It wasn't really much of a fight because I'd always go on Irv's show. So yeah. He had such a home field advantage. And, you know, he's one of the guys, like with Pete Franklin in 3WE in Cleveland, that invented the cottage industry that is now supporting your family. So, you know, you got to pay homage to those people. I remember, you know, just sort of reminiscing, you know, when Barry went in that day, he looked at me and said, what do I say? And I say, you know, you're looking at someone that you've known for 20 years. And I say, you know, I don't look at you as a Hall of Famer. I look at you as a friend and this client. You know, I look at Hall of Famers with names like Butkus and Brown and Deacon Jones. And that's what he said, you know, and that's what the Hall of Fame is. Those are the guys that, you know, started before us, just like the Hall of Famers you mentioned, you know, and Irv Brown and Joe Williams and those guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, it's been fun visiting with you. And thanks for letting me bug you. I just kind of, you know, called you out on social media and said, hey, we get you on the shelves. And you responded very quickly. We appreciate that. Thanks, Peter.
Anytime you want to do it, I appreciate it. You do a great job and have fun today.
All right. Thanks, Peter. That's Peter Schaefer, Uber agent to the stars. Yeah, talk about having a Hall of Fame career in your own right. Always fun to catch up with him. Just so many great stories that Peter Schaefer always has. So appreciate him taking the time. We'll take a time out here on Super Bowl Sunday. It's the Dan Jacobs Show.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.